I like watching the games, but I gotta admit, I'm not the biggest college football fan. There are so many schools and so many players, I can't keep them all straight. The NFL's much easier to follow, but I may get to learn more about college players through commercials that star them and run during their games. California's new student athlete law will finally put some money in the pockets of the people who make millions for colleges by allowing students to hire sports agents and land endorsements. This could lead to more dough for student athletes, but it could also lead to less corruption. As little as I follow college football, I'm really not a big fan of the state of California. Yeah, awesome weather, great tourist attractions, and it's a beautiful place where I've done some hiking and camping, but there are a lot of crazy people in California, and a lot of the crazies are politicians, so they have a lot of regulations and a lot of taxes and a lot of crazy laws. But this new California law might not be one that drives people out of their state, but instead have student athletes pass over places like ASU to head to the Golden State. Athletes who ride the bench aren't going to land big endorsements, but former ASU quarterback Rudy Carpenter told me this morning it might be an opportunity for women athletes to finally make some money. You know, even if women play a pro sport like he did in the NFL, they still don't get rich. But my favorite thing about this law is that some athletes can finally stop eating ramen. And while others will never get thrown a bone, at least the stars can have a steak once in a while. And they won't need to take under-the-table money from university boosters to do so.